Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome to VFN Radio on VFN TV and all of our Christian television network audience around the nation and around the world. We are here to encourage you on this wonderful, wonderful day the Lord has created. And joining me to do that is the Striped team, is the producer of VFN Radio program, and the amazing man, truly, who proves this is a network God is building, Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
Hello. And going he's an intellectual man.
Yes.
When deep. He says yes, he really means it.
I do.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I like to say Ed John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
Hola.
Hola.
¿Cómo está?
Bien.
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 Oh, that's, what is that? Taga? I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. Not Spanish.
It's good.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah. My goodness, here we are. We're going to cover some things. I'm going to just share with you what we're going to cover today's programs. Don't forget, we continue on. Right in the middle of covering a particular issue or topic, understand that you can continue listening to us, watching us at VFNTV.com, download our app, carry us with you everywhere you are. You can carry us with you. And also, of course, on Christian Television Network. We're going to be covering today what's taking place with these talks over with Israel, what the Ayatollah just said while they're in a meeting, which, by the way, is who is truly the head of, well, the second head, Lucifer, but the religious head there in Iran, calling Benjamin Netanyahu, according to CBN News, a rapid dog, a rapid dog running a regime. And we better pay attention, church. We'll be talking about that in detail, understanding the seasons and the times that we're in. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. Also, hopefully we're going to get a chance to talk about these key couple words that were spoken that created all this that we're talking about. No, I'm not talking about the creation of the world. I'm talking about what created the fall of man. And this is simple words, but they're powerful. This was the words. Satan said it to Eve, a person who walked with God, who was the first one off of the creation line. You know what I'm saying? You know, real close, you know, being created from her husband by God. And so she knew what God said plain as day. But this is how it all begins. Did God really say that? Mm-hmm. And there's a progression. The next thing that he begins to talk about after you even entertain that, when you knew what he said, if you entertain that conversation, the next thing he's going to say, no, this is what he said. And a total bipolar narrative of what was just what God said. Mm. And if you entertain that and don't run back to the cross and repent, then this is the next thing he's going to do. He's going to say, he just doesn't want you to have a good time. He doesn't want you to be God like he is. He don't want you to know all this stuff. That's what it's all about. Hook, line, and out of the garden. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to talk about that today because the truth is, that's just one statement. That was about a tree.
Wow.
And today we're hearing, I can't even go over all of them, but we're probably going to cover 15 where people are saying over and over again, even from our pulpits they call churches, where people are saying, did God really say that? And if you entertain that, they're going to say, this is what God meant. And then finally, they're going to say, you can be God. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You can be your own God. So we're going to talk about it. We need to listen to that because we're hearing that from all over the place and multidimensional there. Hopefully we get a chance to continue sharing some of these prophetic words that are taking place and what God is revealing to us. Listen, some tough times are coming, but just like we shared yesterday, we're so far away from an agricultural type society, at least 98% of us are in America, that if we get back to the basics, things grow out of the ground. They grow out of the ground. When we die, we go bury us back in the ground because our bodies was made from the earth and our spirit goes back to God who actually, you know, sent it. Mm-hmm. And so everything comes from the ground, believe it or not. Even when he explains how we're to operate in the kingdom, he talks about the ground. It's a seed and the sower and the blade and the stem and the fruit and and it's all that. And but the first thing you got to do to hard soil is you got to break it up. Mm-hmm. And we complain about hard hearts and hard times we talked about yesterday at the same time. And it's like, which one do you want? Do you want a harvest? Or you just want to continue to avoid hard times? Because the truth is, if you don't allow yourself to be disciplined, you're never going to grow up. If you don't submit to the discipline, you're never going to grow up. And if you don't discipline those you love, then, and you're responsible for, then they're not going to be able to grow into a harvest, have a harvest in their life. So I mean, this is a multidimensional aspect of that. And when people run away from God's discipline, they're running away from a harvest in their life, a blessing. Mm. When people run away from their parents, when children run away from being disciplined by their parents, they're guaranteeing a short, unproductive life, a life constantly just filled with, that's what he says, right? Ephesians chapter 6. And when we misunderstand it, then we can't even relate to a loving God, because God disciplines those that he loves. And so we're going to talk a little bit, hopefully, about that. And hopefully get a couple more words from Jim Baker. I don't even know if we get this in, but we're going to get this Duck Dynasty. I am second, and hopefully, you know, that's a big one.
Yeah.
But this family is so authentic. I love authenticity, and obviously the world does as well, at large. And they embrace people who are real.
Yeah.
And now some religious things are actually starting to come up, as a matter of fact, about this family. It's like, are you serious? You're going to bring up something about it? It's like, wow. Come on. And also we have available the Affordable Health Care Act, also known as Obamacare, explained in 3 minutes. So we're going to make that available to you today, and you'll be also available to you on the VFN Torch. And I mean, we need some explanations how this works, what we got to do, because come January 1st, I believe, we're going to be fined for not lining up. And what you know, the Lord tells us to do is to operate within the context of the culture that we're in, as long as it doesn't, you know, pull us away from God.
Right.
And choosing a different place to get your health insurance is not a sin.
Right.
You know, many people in the world, most of the world would love to be taken care of, period.
Right.
So even though it may be against your politics, and God's not into politics, it's not a sin to say, okay, you can give me my aspirin. I mean, come on. You know, we got to wake up. And this filibuster, this nuclear option that was taking place, you know, we're talking about nuclear... World War III, we're talking about potentially a nuclear atomic bomb in the Holy Land, that, you know, prophetic words that we were sharing yesterday. And the very same day we're talking about that, they said that this is how they referred to themselves and the leaders of America. They said that we're going to use the nuclear option.
Right.
So they said, we use the nuclear option, which they don't realize how they prophesied about what's going on. Here they are. Iran is pushing for nuclear weapons.
Mm.
Our leaders are saying, don't listen to the Israelis. Don't pay attention to our allies in regards to how to respond to Israel. At the same time, the leader of the Senate injects, under the blessings of our leader, who is also fueling this whole thing over in the Middle East. And the president openly said, you know, you just didn't act right. We just got to have to do this thing. We're going to have to do it this way. There's been a lot of issues for a long time here, and we're going to resolve it by doing this, which is the nuclear option.
Mm.
I mean, think about how prophetic this is.
Wow.
They wanted to use the nuclear option to be able to resolve these issues. It's been a long, long time now. And if you look deeper, as we talk about, you didn't build that. We've talked about that. That there has been a lot of issues for a long time. But the thing is, if we repent, then God will cover our sin and forgive us and remove that. But the nuclear option had to do with where they can actually push new laws over America with 51% of the Senate versus 60% of the Senate, 60 votes. Now you can do it for 51 votes. And
wow.
Which means is that is where not good, not good at all. And you're just looking at a rapid movement of a nation falling, being humbled before our eyes. And it's really mercy, because, and John Paul Jackson talks about this in The Coming Perfect Storm, is that it's minimum force necessary is kind of how I talk about it from a law enforcement term. You know, the officer is supposed to use minimum force necessary and explain his escalation of force. And at whatever level of force it takes to get you to respond, then that's, they can tell a jury, mm-hmm. you know, I tried a verbal command, but they wouldn't listen. Then I tried a loud verbal command and they wouldn't listen. And then I pulled out a, you know, not a gun, but another lesser weapon, and mm-hmm. they didn't listen. And they wouldn't drop the gun, And finally, I had to shoot because they pointed their gun at me. So you have to explain that escalation. Well, that's because that's called a humane society mm-hmm. that's talking about treating people, you know. And the jury wants to hear, did you progressively, you know, give this person a chance to do what was right? Well, that's, you know, we're evil. Men being mm-hmm. evil, knowing how to do good. How much more does God know how to do good? And so God is, he's using minimum force necessary. The thing is, there comes a point, though, where that officer has to shoot, because if you don't drop the gun and you're endangering folks and it looks like you're going to hurt them or someone else, that they will have to end it. At that point, it doesn't matter what your eschatology is. You're dead. Mm-hmm. You know, people say, well, you know, Jesus didn't come back, but did you notice how the earth split and 100,000 of them just went into a hole and now they're at the judgment seat of Christ? If we actually would have quit arguing eschatology and preached the gospel of the kingdom, maybe they would not be dead and maybe the earth wouldn't have split. Mm. And eschatology, for those that are like me, means, you know, trying to figure out when God's coming back. And Jesus says that he doesn't even know. Mm-hmm. Only the Father knows. And but understand this, that we're seeing this force escalate. And it's like, it's mercy. For an officer to escalate their use of force like that, that's a society that developed a legal system called the U.S. Constitution that says this is how you'll treat the American citizens that mm-hmm. you're working for. Well, God's doing that to us. And so we can just listen to the officer or listen to the authority, listen to God. And so this is what John Paul Jackson says in The Coming Storm, which you can find out more about it on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. That it'll stop when we stop. It'll turn when we turn. The tide will turn when we turn. But until then, it'll just increase like birthing pains. It'll just escalate and escalate and escalate. And, you know, there's some stubborn, stiff-necked folks that you're just amazed at how much it takes to get them to actually, and you're thinking, oh, please, don't be that stubborn. This could cost us a country. This has cost us a nation. This could cost some serious, serious things going on. So I just want to we're going to be talking about that. And with that, understanding this nuclear option, you know, doing away with the filibuster, which is a way that minorities and independents could, our founding fathers established in our legal system so that people just can't be mowed over with our government, because mm-hmm. that way an independent person that's representative, for example, or a minority political party that represents part of the country can stand up and say, this is not right. This is not right. And they could filibuster, which means prevent it from coming to pass, long story short. Mm-hmm. And like Mr. Smith goes to Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. maybe you can make that a reference thing to it. But they did away basically with that. And understand then, we're going to talk in the context of that, of Clarence and Cloward and Piven, the Cloward and Piven strategy, because that's what's going on. And now you're going to see it escalate rapidly, because it went straight to appointees right away. As soon as they passed that, they immediately pulled up some people who they were actually filibustering against to be able to put them in to these leadership roles. And you're fixing to see, we're seeing a little Cloward and Piven strategy going on, but you're going to see it cranked up. We're going to explain what that means when we get back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Should doctors who practice abortion be made known to the public? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
Here's a quick question. Now, I know everything has been brought to the forefront. An abortion issue is definitely needed to be done. But the one thing I haven't seen much of is the actual doctors that perform these hideous operations. Why can't they be brought up and put on the forefront?
If they perform a partial birth abortion, it's an illegal act. So now we have the law in place that if that happens, we can, in fact, get a resolution that includes prosecution by the Justice Department. The end result of that is, under the statute as passed, you can, in fact, go after the abortion doctor, the provider, if, in fact, they engage in what's called a late-term or partial birth abortion.
The American Center for Law and Justice is here to defend our religious liberties. Learn more about the American Center for Law and Justice on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
I want to be able to tell you, if you haven't yet heard, that you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's called The Torch. As a matter of fact, you're probably seeing it on your screen right now. You go right to the front page of the VFN Torch, and you click on, you see in the upper right-hand corner? You click on sign up for the newsletter, and there it is. You can sign up. You see the flame burning right there. Fill out your information here, push submit, and boom, every single week you will receive a newsletter with that week's program sliced up. Think about it, sliced up segments that, you know, whatever segments to you. I want to make sure you do that because we work extra hard to make sure that you can get it ever how you need to be able to get it. And because listen, if only 9% in 2009 had a biblical worldview, in other words, they had a light, L-I-G-H-T, perspective of the world, it's a lot less than that now. Mm-hmm. And with hearing the light of God's, you know, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news, you know. To have that light perspective of what's going on, it's going to help you have a biblical worldview of your decision-making, of why you're going to get married or why you're going to need to stay married or why you need to have family or why you need to pay taxes, why you need to function. I mean, we got to move past that. And one thing we can do that is by signing up for The Torch and getting it sent to you every single week. Every single week. And in that, it has the offers and things that are going on as well.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat Hamilton and John Ramos. So we're going to get right busy just to let you know what we just introduced so we can get some of this covered today. We'll get this inside of you as we're learning and thinking about being thankful and Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, Christmas, that mm-hmm. we got to begin to say, you know what, we got to bring Christ back into Christmas. We got to understand how to have a heart of gratitude, because the first level or phase of a three phases of a nation being turned over is gratitude is the first thing to go. Mm-hmm. And that leads us into kind of where we are today. And you can find out more about that at VFNTV.com at the store there. But the, during these negotiations that are taking place right now, as they're taking place in Geneva, the Ayatollah, who is actually the one that's over Iran, and they basically select
the real leadership.
Yeah, the real leadership there is. You're not going to believe what the word that was passed on. The word that was passed on. And first, listen to see what CBN News has to say about it, and then we're going to talk about this. It's amazing because they're calling, the Ayatollah is calling the Prime Minister of Israel a rapid dog, and it's just crazy some things that are going on out here. Listen up.
Well, talks over Iran's nuclear program have stalled. On a visit to Moscow, Israel's prime minister warned again that the deal wouldn't work. He believes the plan ultimately would not stop Iran from building nuclear weapons. Chris Mitchell has the story from Moscow.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told a gathering of local Jewish leaders in Moscow Israel would not obligate itself to a bad deal and promised those Jewish leaders Iran would not get nuclear weapons. After a two-day visit here in Moscow, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu still faces an uphill diplomatic battle to convince Russia and the rest of the international community not to sign a deal with Iran.
I think it's been a tremendously uphill battle because you're dealing, you know, first of all, you're going up publicly against the U.S., your greatest ally, and then you have to push all these other countries who generally are following the U.S. on this matter, except for Russia and China.
Yet, it's having an influence.
Netanyahu standing up on every rooftop and screaming this is a bad agreement, I think it does have an impact on those who are sitting in the room with the Iranians.
While Iranians negotiated in that room in Geneva, their supreme leader Khamenei made some provocative statements. Khamenei called Netanyahu the sinister mouth of the unclean rabid dog of the region in the Zionist regime. He added, the Zionist regime is an imposed regime, and this regime will not endure. Netanyahu told CBN News in an off-camera briefing that securing the future of the Jewish state is what moves him, Kanan says Netanyahu feels called for such a time as this in Jewish history.
He feels Jewish history. He feels the weight of Jewish history. I think he feels the responsibility of Jewish history. You have a regime right now which is threatening to annihilate the state of Israel. Right? I think he feels very much an historical role of preventing that. Right, come what may. If it means creating some tension with the U.S., then so be it. If it means standing up in the face of world opinion, so be it. If it means taking some bad New York Times editorials, so be it. That's why I'm here. That's my role. That perhaps is my fate, and that's what I'm going
to
do.
Some compare Netanyahu to the Churchill of our time. Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Moscow.
That is amazing. That is amazing. Right now, as we speak, let's just tell it like it is. Our president, he says they're following U.S. These nations follow the U.S. That Benjamin Netanyahu is having to come up against the U.S. And we are America. Mm. America is pushing God, nudging God, targeting God. Using Alinsky tactics, using Lucifer tactics against Jacob. Mm. Not good at all. Understand that they want to annihilate. Listen, they want to annihilate. And they're not going to do it, but they're not to annihilate Israel. And we are getting the world. We're the ones. We're not, you know, there's a thing you thought at one time. You go, I can't believe America would ever be one of those nations because all the nations will turn against right. Israel. But I got news for you. Look at this. America is leading nations against Israel based on that report right there. We've got and understand this, that what God has shown us prophetically, even when we start to do what's right, you got to be very careful. You need to pray. Pray for those in authority over you. Pray. Pray God's protection. Begin to pray. Dear God, stop this. Mm. Dear God, stop it. And while they're threatening nuclear threatening nuclear annihilation of Israel, and our president is their friend, and the reports are, which the White House totally denies, that Valerie Jarrett, his chief advisor, was negotiating on behalf of this Ayatollah who just called Benjamin Netanyahu a dog with rabies, and he's running this regime. I mean, just for that, just the hit of that, it's like pull away.
Right.
Pull away from this, and I don't have enough time to tell you and make it available. We'll talk about it in our next program in just a moment. You got to catch us. But at the same day that's going on, the Senate, and a particular senator named Harry Reid, was one of our leaders. Mm-hmm. He actually says we're going to push the nuclear option. Mm. We're going to push the nuclear option. What does Iran want to do? Push the nuclear option. What is our president fueling over there? The nuclear option. What is Iran saying? We're not going to let. What is Israel saying? We're not going to let Iran get a nuclear bomb. What are they saying when they're going? When we pushed. Listen, we pushed Israel. We forced Jacob. Imagine this. We forced King David out of his kingdom and made him go north to the prince of Rush, to the king of Russia, and the president of Russia to ask for help. Wow. We did that. Mm-hmm. We did that.
Wow.
Let me tell you something. We as the church, now whatever's happened, listen, God is allowing this right now because I say it again and again. Listen, we're not even reading our Bibles. We're thinking worship is about us and not about God. We claim to know God with our lips, but our hearts are far from Him. We got to repent. We got to come back. This is not no celebration service, and this is no, hey, let's have a party. Let's just pray some more. This is rip your clothes, throw ash on your head, scream out to God, change your life, burn your idols, remove everything, burn your pulpit. If you've been preaching, adjective from your pulpit that's against the ways of God, now take it before the people and before God and everybody. Just burn that thing and say, God, I'm sorry. Tell your church, tell God's church, not your church. Tell God's church, the people there, to say, listen, I was wrong. We're going to preach the word of God. And listen, if we'll do this, because God stopped destruction when Ahab turned, when Nineveh turned, God stopped it. And this thing can stop. But understand, it's going to be rough. It's going to be tough. And this is a whole laid out strategy. And our current president was selected to lead this thing. But there's a whole crew back there. We've already talked about this. And you can find about it on the VFN Torch. You need to find out about it. Don't just take my word for it. Go to the VFN Torch and listen and watch everything that we put out there. You need to not just take somebody's word for it because you saw a post somewhere or you heard something on the radio. Find out what God says about it. See their lips moving saying, we wanted to decide which one we wanted to select, so we decided to select this one. Listen to the pastor of our president, or that then Senator Barack Obama, say, you have to understand he was selected before you elected him. You have to understand the reason why it opened up and why he was brought in the way he was brought in, because the people that selected him had a narrative they want to unfold, not just in America. They wanted to unfold it across the world. Why was there an apology tour? Because the people who want to rule the world wanted him, the one they selected, to go out and to do all these different speeches at these different places. And I'm telling you, we've got to wake up. I'm going to continue talking about this in the next program, which is just in a few moments. But understand that the time is short. The time is very short. And we're literally like, we know they're building this fiery furnace, and we know they're building this huge image, and I know they're going to expect everybody to bow down to it. But it hasn't happened yet. Mm. We're that early on. It hasn't happened yet. You can say, and you got to get to where the word's being taught. You got to get to where the presence of God is. Understand that that's not optional. You've got to hear the voice of God. Go to iabide.org and begin to abide with God today. Download this app. Begin to listen and watch every day what's going on. Through us, we're going to be talking to you, but through others as well that are hearing from God.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even a map. Listen, if you're on the Gulf Coast, contact Blue Angel Hot Tub, Pool, and Spas. You're looking to make an addition? Sounds like a good one to me. Consider visiting Joyce. They also ship nationwide. If you're in Pensacola, visit the Coffee House. If you're looking for a great cup of coffee, warm setting, nice leather chairs, they even have a fireplace. Come get a sandwich. Visit the Coffee House. Also in Pensacola, the $50 Eye Guy. All your glasses and eyewear and contact needs right across from Home Depot. Visit VFNTV.com. We want to ask you to partner. Listen, you're giving, your contributions. We're doing this together. We're taking the gospel all around the world. Every bit counts. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
If you haven't yet gone to the front of VFNTV.com, and it is a big link right there in the middle that says, visit our sponsors. I want you to go there and just, you see them, you go there, click on visit our sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift. And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country in that order and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service, and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country, and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com, and I'm going to see, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFNTV and the daily radio program because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's word, the light of truth. And we're standing together. So you can go to VFNTV.com, click on visit our sponsors, and you can see firsthand, not only that, but maps on how to get to them and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our partners. And God bless. You know, there's nothing more frustrating sometimes when you miss something that you wanted to be able to see. And something you couldn't record it, maybe you couldn't get to it. But you know what? Every weekend we're doing things around the yard, or we're doing things
some hobbies, or we're going out visiting people, or whatever it is, we're driving in our cars to different places. Did you know you can catch the entire week's program every weekend for 24 hours starting at 9 a.m. Central Time all the way to 9 a.m. Central Time Monday morning? It's called Marathon Weekend. It's that week's program playing back to back. Don't miss it.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Hey, I'm Greg Lancaster. You're listening to VFN Radio on VFN TV, Christian Television Network. A big shout out to you today. Joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello there.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
We are downloading rapidly some information. You want to get it into your heart so you can soak on it all weekend, all week long. And it's happening so quick, we got to pay attention and connect the pieces and the parts. And we just spoke about, in the previous program, about the Ayatollah who heads up the regime, the apocalyptic government described by media of Iran. As we're speaking, CBN News is reporting that he said of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, which is the leader, you know, for Americans, you say, this is our president. What Israel would say, this is our prime minister. So you think it, for Americans, so just so you know, since we don't know much about things, that's like their president.
Mm-hmm.
They just called him a rabid dog. The one that is reportedly that the White House denies that Valerie Jarrett's negotiating with, the chief, the one who says, I went recruiting Michelle and I got Barack. You can see that on the VFN Torch, right?
Yep.
And early on in the career, pulling into the public arena. What a plan, a strategy. And so while they're negotiating, this is what they're negotiating at Geneva. Man, they've really messed Geneva up because Geneva became something, if you go back and listen to or watch, you know, America, how we got here and how do we stay here. Geneva had such empowerment because the word of God was loosed there in Geneva. And since then, many good things came out, but now the enemy's trying to take over that thing. Thank you, Woodrow, League of Nations, Federal Reserve, and a neighborhood in Texas. And so here they are. What's happening in these negotiations, just so you know, because they're not really talking about what it really is about. I mean, and that's why you got to just don't pay attention. Watch it for entertainment. The news sources, they're just saying, listen, Iran's going, we want to get nuclear weapons. And they're actually building them now. They're in their garage and they got the wires together. They're like the founder of Microsoft,
Bill Gates.
He was in his garage building a computer and stuff. And look what happened. He's got pretty dominant in the computer industry. And thanks, Bill. And then... But what they're happening right now, these guys in Iran, they're building this bomb now as we speak. They're building it now. You can see this on the VFN Torch, but it's a related article, I'm sure, to this, that the prime minister of Israel went to the United Nations, which is in America, by the way. You might not know this or not.
Right.
But the United Nations is in America. It's in New York. It's not some place called the United Nations. It's in New York. And... The prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, said that he painted a cartoon picture of a bomb, and he said, this is what they're trying to do. And he had a big cartoonish-looking bomb. This is the line. When they pass this line, it's got to be dealt with, and they're almost there. And this is what they're reporting now, that they're within weeks away. But their friend, the one that he had to go to now because we pushed him north to the king of Russia, he has nuclear weapons already. Yeah. So they just got to swing down a couple and, you know, just, you know, whatever. Because they already have missiles already that can go into Israel. The missiles that they're building, by the way, are the ones that can go into America. They already have missiles that can carry payloads into Israel. So that's not, everybody's thinking.
Yeah, not a far
they
thing.
Can't, I mean, you know, it's not that far. It's just not as big as you think it is. And so so that's what they're saying. They said, we want to finish this bomb. We want to build this bomb. That's what's going on. So when our president and... our Secretary of State, and listen, when you understand all the cabinet, these are the people that help the president fulfill his job. He chose these guys. If they don't do what he wants them to do, or the whoever selected this whole crew, if they don't, I mean, they get replaced. Notice nobody's getting fired.
Right.
Which shows you that I personally don't believe the president's picking these folks. I believe they picked him.
Yeah.
And the reason why they're not being fired is because he's not fully leading it. I think some things he's wanting done is getting done. But I'm just telling you my personal opinion. And you should think this way too. You should pray about it because it'll help give you the compassion that you need because God loves our president and wants our president to be saved and his family. We've been praying for years. As a matter of fact, there probably was a related link on this article, a prayer that we're praying. We've been praying for years now for him. And I encourage you to pray because he says pray for those in authority over you. But while he is being the panel said at, I believe it was JFK Library, when they're talking about who they're going to select for the most transformable presidency, and they were debating over a couple people, when they did somebody that had the nerve, right? Was that it?
Yeah, he had the nerve.
They had to find somebody that had the nerve to be able to do this, and look what the nerve is. Well, this is what they're talking about. And so this is some big nerve because you're coming against God when you're coming against Israel. And so what they're saying is we want to build this bomb. This is what Iran's saying. We want to destroy and annihilate Israel. Okay, the leader of Iran, the Ayatollah, just said, this man's a rabid dog. He's leading a regime. He's taken over our land. We need to destroy them. That's what we need to do. That's what he's saying. It's basically what he's saying in the context of that quote. And so they want to get a bomb to do that. And what we're saying is, this is what we're saying. This is what our leadership's saying. Don't listen to anybody that says anything different than the Ayatollah.
Right.
I mean, they're not saying that, but that's what they're saying.
Yeah, because now there's actually sanctions that are keeping them in place so that, you know, helping to prevent that. And now when you're talking about releasing sanctions, you're just emboldening them to go ahead and do it and others to follow them.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. And then this is what they're telling your congressmen. The reports are, and you can see that the documentation of this on the torch is don't listen to any Israeli about any of this. And they're also saying, don't listen to our allies about this. You need to listen to VFN Radio and watch VFN Radio. VFN Listen, this is important. I don't know how much time we have, but we're about to see a crank up of response like never before. But why? So this is what they're threatening. They're threatening nuclear option against Israel. They're threatening a nuclear option against Israel. That's what's going on. They're threatening a nuclear option against Israel. Wow. And we are supporting, it looks like, for them to be able to get nuclear weapons in the context of this, if they're only weeks away. And Israel's going, listen, we're going to have to deal with this thing. But the same time, understand, the same time we're doing this, the leader of our government over the Senate, the majority leader,
Harry Reid,
says, we are going to use the nuclear option. Listen to CBN News.
A major move in the U.S. Senate today that will essentially put an end to certain filibusters. Good evening, I'm Ephraim Graham. Senate Democrats moved to end filibuster for approving presidential nominees. Lawmakers voted mostly along party lines to change the rules so that presidential appointees can be approved by a simple majority vote rather than a two-thirds majority. Senate leaders went head-to-head in their debate before the 52-48 vote.
For the first time in the history of our republic, Republicans have routinely used the filibuster to prevent President Obama from appointing an executive team or confirming judges.
This rules change charade has gone from being a biennial threat to an annual threat, now to a quarterly threat. How many times have we been threatened, my colleagues? Do what I say, or we'll break the rules to change the rules. Confirm everybody. 100%.
Right after the vote, Democrats used the new rules to begin to push through one of three D.C. appeals court nominees that Republicans had previously blocked. President Obama spoke shortly after the vote, saying he obviously supports the move.
Over the past 5 years, we've seen an unprecedented pattern of obstruction in Congress that's prevented too much of the American people's business from getting done. All too often, we've seen a single senator or a handful of senators choose to abuse arcane procedural tactics to unilaterally block bipartisan compromises.
David French is senior counsel at the American Center for Law and Justice. He joins us now for more on this major political move. David, the Senate has just overturned more than 200 years of history and voted to eliminate the filibuster on some presidential appointments. What's your reaction?
It's not all that surprising. This has been something that's been talked about for many years, and it's not that surprising, honestly, that the Democrats would do it. The Republicans went to the brink of doing this in 2005, and they blinked, and they didn't. And now the Democrats, facing much the same situation, have gone over the precipice.
Wow. Do you think Senate Democrats may regret this in the coming months and years?
I have a high degree of confidence that they'll regret this. I mean, there will be another Republican president at some point, and that Republican president will have the same kind of discretion now that President Obama has to nominate judges. So they will regret this. There's no question about that.
Why is this kind of political tactic so dangerous?
Well, what it does is it upsets the checks and balances. It used to be that a judicial nominee had to be really nominated at least through an overwhelming consensus, even though you wouldn't necessarily get majority support from both parties, there would be at least some support from both parties. Now it just makes judicial nominations that much more partisan.
Indeed. Now, before you go, we want to get your input on another story. Your organization is reporting new evidence the IRS illegally targeted Tea Party groups, and it wasn't just a low-level problem. The American Center for Law and Justice says the release of new emails proves former top IRS official Lois Lerner was not truthful. She blamed low-level employees in Cincinnati for the systematic stifling of conservative groups before the 2012 election. But Cincinnati.com reports the ex-director of the local office blasted Lerner in emails. Can you tell us more about this?
Well, it's as soon as Lois Lerner made those statements, it turns out that the folks in Cincinnati weren't so happy about being singled out. And they sent their own messages back up the chain, essentially saying, wait a minute, you can't blame this on us. You neglected to mention the extent of Washington's involvement. And that's not at all surprising to us. We knew Washington was involved from the beginning because we had letters from Lois Lerner. We had letters from across the country, in fact, not just from Cincinnati. So we knew that Washington was involved from the beginning, and it's hardly surprising that the folks in Cincinnati would not appreciate being thrown under the bus.
Now, we're talking about it, but why do you think this scandal has almost dropped from the headlines completely?
Well, it's pick your scandal. I mean, right now you've got 5 million-plus Americans losing health insurance. You've got a website that's supposed to enroll 7 million people by the end of the year that it can't enroll anybody. You've got, you know, the Obamacare scandal hits 20% of the American economy and 100% of our health. So it's understandable that that would be dominating the news, but I guarantee you as our case against the IRS continues to go forward, the IRS case will come back because that was a political scandal of the first order, using the government against its own citizens.
So do you think Washington doesn't want to deal with this and simply wants to look for a scapegoat here?
Well, there was no question from the beginning Washington was looking for a scapegoat. It is also no question from the beginning we knew that wouldn't work because we had in black and white the documents illustrating Washington's involvement, high-level involvement by the IRS. So they scapegoated, hoping that the news cycle would pass them by, but no such luck. The news just keeps coming back.
Before we go, what's the status of your lawsuit?
We've got a suit filed that is on behalf of 41 Tea Party groups in 22 states. It's pending in federal court, and we expect that the government will officially answer that suit next month.
All right. We will keep you posted. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to bring all this together after this break. Understand this all makes sense if you understand Alinsky 101, if you understand Cloward and Piven and what's taking place in here. And we just used the nuclear option, as CBN News is reporting, with the filibuster to be able to push quickly these new laws into play. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I was just listening to Paul Keith Davis talking about, you know, how God said, he must have said to Lucifer, he says, hey, you took one of my best men when Stephen was stoned. And he's, I'm going to take one of yours. As a matter of fact, listen up to this. This is just awesome.
By about 35 AD, two years into the Pentecostal movement, Stephen is stoned. I actually I saw that experience myself in a visionary encounter where I saw Stephen being stoned. I saw as Stephen was dying, he looked up into heaven just like the Bible says. And in my experience, the Lord stood up, as it says in the Bible, but he pointed his finger at the devil and said, that one is going to cost you. And it did. I saw this undeniable link between the stoning of Stephen and the reaping of Paul. The devil stole one of God's great men, so God stole one of his. Don't think for a minute that the Lord's going to let anything get away. And in my revelation, the Lord said the devil would have been better off leaving Stephen alone. But now he's got to deal with Paul. And Paul is still a thorn in his flesh. And everything Paul did for the kingdom, Stephen shared in the inheritance.
That is so awesome. I mean, think about it. Everything that Paul did in the kingdom that Stephen shared in his inheritance is a revelation that God had given him, Paul Keith Davis. And it's just so often you think, oh my goodness, they took this man or woman of God out. And you think, begin to pray for the one that took him out, understanding that God was going to meet Saul on the road to Damascus. He's like, okay, all right. You don't see the bright light you saw in Stephen's face. You're about to see on your road to Damascus. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
And he took Saul. He didn't say, hey, let me tell you, Jesus saves. And if you want to make a decision for the Lord today, I got five fingers. This finger represents this, you know, that kind of crazy stuff people do. He just said, boom. And Saul goes, Lord, Lord. And he's like, right. You know,
get on the right side.
And the organizer became the organized that day. Mm. And it's a powerful thing. But I love that, you know, Satan regretted the day that he ever took Stephen. And there's men and women of God that you, if you understand that right, because Saul was so toxic that when he got saved, nobody wanted him but God. But he was the answer to everybody for God.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how toxic he was. He was such a, you know, he was too Christian to be sucked by the Jews and too Jewish to be sucked by the Christians and, you know, and all that. And here he was now having to go to a people and nobody wanted him at first because they were scared of him. Even the very man that was Ananias was going to pray for him.
You want me to go where?
You want me to go where
and pray for who?
Are you crazy?
Come on now.
Well, I don't know if he said about the crazy part, yeah. But
right. I'm sure he thought.
Wash me, Jesus. And think about that. That the fact is that look what God did with the very one that stoned Stephen. Over half of the New Testament was written by Paul. Let's begin to lift up our heads and realize God can save the hardest of sinners, the ones who are dogmatically set against him. That if we'll pray for those that are held captive by darkness, God can set them free on the road to Damascus while they're riding their horse. God can knock them off their horse and show them his awesomeness, and they will immediately give up their ability to organize and say, organize me.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. We're talking about what's taking place right this moment in Geneva, in Israel, in America, in the governmental offices, the Congress. Where they used, as it's quoted in CBN News and as they call it in Congress, the nuclear option. And understand the context of this. While they're saying we want to build a nuclear bomb in Iran, while we're at the negotiating tables in Geneva with Iran and their new president chosen by the Ayatollah, who reportedly the chief advisor of the president was working with, which they deny that it happened, calls Israel a rabid dog and has a just terrible things, and they're saying we want to build this nuclear weapon. It's so bad that France left the table. Mm-hmm. I mean, France left the table, and we stayed. And not only did we stay, we told our folks don't listen to anything an Israeli says.
Mm.
That sounds like the Ayatollah, what he would say.
Mm-hmm.
And then don't listen to anything that France and our allies basically would say that's normally with us. And at the same time, they're saying we want to build a nuclear bomb to annihilate the little Satan and the big Satan, they call it, which is Israel and America. And they said that all these nations normally follow America, the U.S., mm-hmm. and now that's what they're doing. They're following the U.S. And so it's we're leading, we're orchestrating, we're organizing the world here.
Russia and China, no less, right?
Yeah, Russia and China. And at the same time, they're negotiating over can we build a bomb or not, and they're giving the idea, well, maybe we can work this out or something. You just a little slap them on the hand. The Senate says, we're going to use the nuclear option. And they successfully passed it, the filibuster, that you could filibuster. And what does filibuster really mean? And you can go right to the VFN Torch in this article if you're listening to it. You can find out more about it, but I'm not going to go into many details. But basically, 60%. When something happens, when your representative is in there representing you in the Senate, in Congress, in the House of Representatives, that they have to have 60% of the nation in agreement with them. And if they have 60% of the nation in agreement with them, then they can override anybody. That's because they're saying basically 60% of the country agrees with this, so let's just go with it. And so they couldn't get anything passed. All this, and you see who they're actually choosing and what they're doing. I guess they're going to put the Ayatollah as a czar, like the czar of whatever, you know, of our Iran. And they're filibustering with this. They're going like, hey, we don't want this. So they just keep saying and prolonging the vote and say, we're not going to let this vote go through because 60% of America is saying no to it. Well, this is what they did yesterday. Yesterday, they said, we want to do it. We don't care if 60% of America is not for this. All we want is 51%. If we get 51 votes, then we make it a law. Which means all they got to do, and they're going to put every Tom, Dick, Harry, kitchen sink, bridge to nowhere. You know, they're going to probably let people grow opium in their backyard in some state. Anything they could do just to get this thing passed, because we're going into bondage if we don't repent. This thing's happening quickly. And by that kind of power, by the way, why they're declaring these words, let's use the nuclear option. Understand, that's what Iran's saying we want to do is use the nuclear option. And our leader of the majority leader in Senate said we're going to use it, and they did use it. And for the first time ever in 200 something years, by the way, they actually passed a law that no longer, we don't care if 60% of America is not for this. We're still going to do it. And look what they did already with a filibuster in there. You're looking at rapid decline. And so what is really happening? Well, you know, make a long story short is we're in sin. We rebelled against God. 81% of us who call themselves Christians in America don't pick up their Bible. The 19% that do, only 3% actually read it and make life-changing decisions based on it. 97% are robbing from God, which means they're not giving God his tithes and offerings. And we have sin. We're worshiping other gods. We're doing things that God said don't do and saying it's not a big deal anymore. We're in sin. And so this thing's coming against us. But if we repent and turn back to God, God will hear us, heal us, forgive us, and restore us and bless our land. That's what's happening. Now, what system are they using to do it? They're using a system that they learned, which we talked about, called Saul Alinsky methodologies. And we broke it down piece by piece so you could understand it. You know, what is the dark side and what is the light side? Organizers of the dark versus organizer of the day. We talked about it. And you can go right now and take your time and listen to it, and you would know what's going on so you know how to respond. So you can teach people, that's not right. This is what God says. So why are they spending all this money? Why are they spending more money than we have? If you would have heard yesterday's program, and you can hear it, and it's probably a related article as well, that a former employee of the Federal Reserve is saying right now, he's a teacher now at Rutgers University, but he's saying, I'm sorry. He's apologizing for what the quantitative easing one package that came out where we printed money and put it out because it made Wall Street rich. The banks didn't lend it to us. They kept it themselves and invested it. And so he's apologizing for that. And he's saying it was, and the thing is, he says it was so big we couldn't turn back. Well, we already have QE2, you know, there's been another one. They're talking about QE3, and they're talking about paying for this and paying for that and paying for healthcare and all this kind of stuff. And you're thinking like, you know, and you're thinking, where's this coming from? What are they doing? Well, this is called Cloward and Piven concept. This was done during the same time as Saul Alinsky when they were trying to figure all this out in the 60s and the 70s. And the people that were blowing up government buildings in the past, in the 60s, are now inside the government buildings leading our nation. So that the concept based on the sealed document called term paper that Hillary Clinton had to do for school is still sealed to this day because she did it on Alinsky's methodologies. They sealed her paper. They would let her. I wish they would seal my papers. And then, but I'm telling you, because God's revealing to us, he's revealing to me what's I'm starting to see it. And this is just, you know, Cloward and Piven. This is what they said when they wrote their articles, and the article in the 60s was we need to overwhelm the system. If we overwhelm the system, then we can crash it. And overwhelm the system, there's a lot of people that qualify for welfare, and they can get on welfare and start getting, this will draw resources from the government, which they can't afford already, and this will bring them to their knees and crash it, and then we can reboot it up. And their understanding was, then everybody can get paid by the government. Everybody can, this is what our president said when he was running for office was, I believe it needs to be 100% tax. You remember him saying that?
Yeah.
And what that means is, by the way, slavery. You know, we'll take care of everything for you. You just give everything to us. That's a nice way of putting, I think, that's America right. needs to be in slavery. By the way, if we don't repent, what God has shown me, we will be. Maybe not how you think about it, but we will be. And so what's happening, you know, when you go to sign up for healthcare, there's a default setting. They ask you your income, and it automatically signs you up for welfare, whether you like it or not, because they want to overload the system. This thing is coming to a crash, intentionally being crashed, because the Cloward and Piven strategy, which you can see, we're going to make it available to you, VFN Torch, is being used. So don't try to logically explain this away. Just say, dear God, we need to repent. You are taking this nation away from us and about to put us in captivity. You're taking us from, we could have been Josiah, and we still might be Josiah. We definitely have Jehoiakim over us, high taxation, massive whatever, but right around the corner is God is just, Zedekiah. It is coming our way. The Lord has shown it to me. All the stuff's taking place with John Kerry. He's a key part of it. I saw it the day that he spoke. God gave me the time that he would spoke. We need to deal with our hearts. It's us. Dear God, forgive us. Heal our land.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even maps. If you're in New Jersey, visit Yolanda Cocina Cubana, Cuban Kitchen, for the food is delicioso. Get some today. Brunson Aaron Heating in Mobile, commercial and residential. They'll come and check it out for you. Also in Pensacola on the Gulf Coast, Taqueria Olguis, authentic Mexican food. They're coming all over the Gulf Coast for this, Pat. Delicious. Visit VFNTV.com and become a sponsor or a partner. Listen, do it today. It's your partnership, your giving financially that is helping us take the gospel all around the world. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com. Become a partner today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. Listen to this. This is what God says. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Right now, when so many things are happening in America, people are going to Washington, D.C. and protesting and trying to push the government to do things against God's way. This man with tears in his face, when they put the mic in his face, he said exactly what we need to hear and what we need to do. Listen.
What's brought you to tears?
I want to personally repent for
for everything I've done to bring this onto this country. And if we do not repent of our sins, we will not recover. America will not recover.
Dear God, forgive us for our sins and what we've done to cause this to come amongst our nation.